Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another opening of
another show. Well, last week we heard that Huey Lewis's Jukebox Broadway musical was the first casualty of post-Tony's time. Now the second comes in a similar vein. This is The Who's Tommy. Well, not enough reviews that were positive. I mean, actually, the reviews were positive, but there just weren't enough diehard fans, I guess, to enjoy the show. That one will apparently be going on the road next year. Meanwhile, many interesting things seem to be coming. Let's start with Left on 10th, which sounds fetching. This one stars Juliana Margulies and Tony nominee, and one of my favorites, Peter Gallagher. That will open at the James Earl Jones Theater in the fall. Performances beginning on September 26th. The play is Delia Ephron's adaptation of her own memoir of the same name. It's a true story about love, hope, and the wonder of second chances, directed by Susan Stroman. Lest you forget, Delia Ephron is the sister of the late and great Nora Ephron. Now, some newbies have already arrived. N/A is a two-hander that opened last week at the Mitzi Newhouse Theater. This one has been careful to point out that despite all appearances, the N in the title is not Nancy Pelosi and the A is not Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, as in AOC. The playwright, Mario Correa, a man, by the way, insists that N/A is about a battle of ideas and ideals as opposed to personalities. Nice enough reviews for this one at Lincoln Center's smaller venue, which stars the great Holland Taylor. Now, there are also some cast change announcements. For example, the revival production of Cabaret has announced the summer schedule for its alternates. Those would be performers replacing the starring and Tony-nominated names Eddie Redmayne and Gail Rankin. They played the MC and Sally Bowles are the most recognized names, obviously. The latest version has received mixed reviews, including my own, but I assume it's going to keep going through the end of the year at least. Grant Gustin, the popular lead of Water for Elephants, especially with young women fans, well, he will leave that show in September. No replacement named yet. I believe it's doing well enough to continue. And one of my favorite performers, Christian Borle, will be portraying Jim Baker in the forthcoming and latest telling of the Tammy Faye story. It was previously announced that Andrew Reynolds would be doing the role. And Stephanie Mills, you might remember, she was the original Dorothy on Broadway in The Wiz, is joining the cast of Hadestown. That show, of course, won 8 Tony Awards a few seasons back. Now, I just wrote an article about an interesting production opening July 7th at the Pershing Square Signature Center. It's called Ain't Done Bad. It's all dance, no dialogue, stories and characters told through movement. And the music is all by country western singer who I did not know named Orville Peck. This dance project is choreographed and created by Jacob Carr. Does 3 make a trend? I don't know, but this would be the 3rd such show of the season following Illinois and Message in a Bottle. The story, like Peck's music, is about a cowboy who discovers he's gay, coming of age and coming out of the closet, so to speak. That one opens July 9th. Now, if you're into outdoor park spaces, it's time for the Hudson Classical Theater's production of Shakespeare's Coriolanus. Set in modern times, filled with political intrigue, combat, and humor, this production promises to provide audiences with an entertaining and thought-provoking evening. It takes place at the Soldiers and Sailors Monument on the North Patio. That's West 89th Street and Riverside Drive. I've seen their productions there, and they're really beautiful outside. All these performances, they only run Thursdays through Sundays, and they all begin at 6:30, approximately 90 minutes running time. Now, out here in Los Angeles, where I remained for another month, I saw a powerful piece at the Falcon Theater called Fatherland. It deals with the true story. Every word here comes from a written or spoken document of a teenage son who outs, accuses, and ultimately testifies against his father's participation in the January 6th insurrection. 4 actors perform very well here as the son, the father, the defense, and the prosecution. the show was extended over and over, and I fully expect it may end up off-Broadway at some point. This is called documentary theater. It could hardly be more timely. Finally, I've been talking quite a bit lately about performers shifting mediums, you know, from TV to film to stage and back again. Well, here's a surprising one. Tony Danza, the Emmy-nominated star of Taxi and Who's the Boss, will open the Cafe Carlyle's fall season with a new show called Tony Danza, Sinatra and Stories. Yes, he pays tribute to the music of Frank Sinatra, whose music, he says, formed the soundtrack of his childhood. Danza will croon to the accompaniment of a four-piece band along with a touch of soft shoe and ukulele strumming for a selection of recognizable classics. Danza apparently has personal anecdotes, including his relationship with Old Blue Eyes himself. Well, I just finished a very lengthy book on Frank Sinatra, coincidentally, so this one did catch my eye. And who knows, I may end up at Cafe Carlyle for the first time in years. Hey, it's New York, New York, which I assume everyone will be singing at the end of the performance. Just like the audience sings Sweet Carolina as a Neil Diamond show ends. And that one, by the way, is ending, closing this month. Meanwhile, get yourself to some form of artistic pleasure. It keeps our brains sharp, remember. And I'll see you next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.